New Mexico Real Estate Headlines. New Mexico Property Records Search Tool, now available for deeds, liens, and owner lookup. A new online platform allows users to search New Mexico property records for owner information, deeds, permits, purchase history, taxes, loans, and liens. Real estate professionals in NM can streamline due diligence and client research by accessing consolidated property records in one place. Bookmark hnewmexico.propertychecker.com/ for quick reference on your next transaction. New Mexico Real Estate Headlines. Roosevelt County Assessor Office in Portales, NM, key contact for property valuations. The Roosevelt County Assessor's Office, located at 109 W. 1st Street in Portales, NM, provides property assessment services and can be reached at XXXXXXXX or by fax at XXXXXXXXX. Accurate property assessments from county assessors directly affect tax liabilities, comparable sales analysis, and investment calculations for real estate professionals operating in eastern New Mexico. Bookmark the Roosevelt County Assessor's website for quick access to property records and valuation data. www.rooseveltcounty.com/assessor/. New Mexico Real Estate Headlines. Santa Fe Building Division issues permits for new construction. The City of Santa Fe's Building Permit Division reviews and issues building permits for new construction within city limits. Real estate professionals in NM need to factor permit timelines into project schedules and client expectations for Santa Fe developments. Review permit requirements early at hsantafe.gov land use building permits. New Mexico Real Estate Headlines. NM State Assessed e-file portal opens for tax year 2026. The State Assessed e-file SAF portal is now open for tax year 2026. With electronic filing required by the last day of February, real estate professionals handling state-assessed commercial and industrial properties in NM need to ensure clients meet this February deadline to avoid penalties. Review filing requirements at the State Assessed Property Bureau website. New Mexico Real Estate Updates. Sandoval County expands online property record and tax tools for NM real estate pros. Sandoval County now offers online access to assessor property record searches, treasurer property tax searches, and electronic tax bill enrollment. NM real estate professionals can streamline due diligence and client service with centralized digital access to property and tax data in Sandoval County. Bookmark the portal to speed up property research and tax lookups. http://sandovalcountynm.gov/sandovalsearch/search-property-records/. New Mexico Real Estate Updates. Gallup NM publishes building permit applications and forms online. The City of Gallup has made building permit applications and related forms available through its municipal website. Real estate professionals in NM working on transactions or developments in the Gallup area can now access required permitting documents directly, rather than visiting in person or calling for forms. Review current permit requirements before listing or developing properties in Gallup. /uw.gallupnm.gov/781-building-permits-applications-informit. New Mexico Real Estate Updates. Gallup NM building permit information now available online. The City of Gallup provides building permit information through its official government website. Real estate professionals in NM need access to accurate permit data to verify property improvements, assess compliance, and inform client transactions in the Gallup market. Review permit requirements and application processes at the source URL before your next Gallup area listing or transaction. New Mexico Real Estate Updates. NM Real Estate Commission, your licensing and standards resource. The NM Real Estate Commission licenses brokers, enforces real estate laws, and promotes professional standards to protect the public. NM real estate professionals rely on this commission for their licenses and must stay aligned with its regulatory framework to maintain compliance and credibility. Review your standing and stay current on commission requirements at the official NMRLD portal. New Mexico Real Estate Updates. NM commission rates hold steady at 5-6%. What pros need to know? A new breakdown explains how real estate commissions work in New Mexico, including typical rate splits and whether they're negotiable. Understanding commission structures helps NM agents and brokers set competitive expectations and communicate value to clients in a shifting market. Review the full commission breakdown at the source URL to ensure your pricing strategy aligns with NM norms. Background and context. The HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CCNRs, four documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study is the association underfunded, the most recent two annual budgets, the delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag, below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50,000 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a Phase 1 ESAE is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESAE itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1 performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the Phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks.